What? Yeah!
Train to hell. Thank you for riding the hellbound train. Now listen, make sure you have your possessions. Make sure your seats are in the upright position. Holy water is not permitted in hell. And finally, smoking is mandatory. Thank you for riding the Hellbound Express.
Thank you.
you again. It's been, nearly 2 years since you've had a full show from me, and, here we are again, back in hell. Glad you could join me. We began the show there with some evilness, really. It was Dick Dale played backwards there. No real mystery there. And, yes, it's Halloween once again, and G-minus Mark will not be here. It is I against the great Satan! this week, what we have this year, I should say, what we have planned for you all on your little trip around here, hell, the seventh layer, the sixth layer, we'll be taking you both. We're going to be doing a little bit of, a little bit of touring. You're going to be visiting the hot rodding section, where everybody who has died in a nasty accident will be here to tell you their tale. And a little later, we'll be joining all those happy people who have committed suicide, and they're also down here. So bear with me, if you will, and we'll take a little excursion.
Well, my poor old pop said he'd start drinking if I didn't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. I wound her up and I let her go, now I'm with the devil down here below. Took a final turn up the Grapevine Hill. I hadn't met a truck, I'd be rolling still. Tried to cut between two headlights there till I found out there was a matching pair. I lived my life over just before the crash. Every chance I ever took went by in a flash. I smelled rubber burning and I heard gravel whine. A little boy said, "Charlie, end of the line." While the crash was echoing across the plains, they was tidying up my last remains. Before you could say Brody or oversized pot, I was down here shoveling and it's mighty hot. The devil standing there with a pointed tail was cracking a whip. It was worse than jail. He had little black horns on top of his head. His teeth were green and his eyes were red. He hated to see a man out of work. He kept things stirring. You couldn't shirk. We're really jumping in a lower level joint. If you didn't understand, you soon got the point. "Not dull down here," he says to me. "This is the hot rod section. We're full, you see. And who bats today and more tomorrow? That guy over there keeps yelling for Laura.
Tell Laura I love her."
"Oh, shut up. Keep shoving."
He raced for loot to buy a ring for his chick. He should have went to work because his tires were slick. He was pouring on the coal. His spinners were a-humming. I had the fire good and hot because I knew he was a-coming. Black denim trousers, an eagle on his back, totaled out his cycle on a Cadillac. The Nash Rambler guy we called second gear finally got it in high, and he landed here. They kept pouring into Hades in a steady stream when I woke up in this awful dream. I called my pop and said, "You can quit drinking because I'm jacking up that hot rod Lincoln."
Oh, well, thank you, Charlie. Charlie explained it pretty well there, as he said. We're in the hot rod section, and we're going to be meeting some of the people that Charlie just mentioned. The first person we're going to meet is a fella called Tommy. Now, Tommy was a whiny little bitch who tried to get some money to wed his sweetheart. Oh, how sweet. Now, you may ask yourself, if Tommy was this perfect little boy who went out and did hot rod races to get money for his chick, then what is he doing here in hell? Well, that's a very good question, but I gotta tell you the bad news is Tommy was in fact a kitten strangler. Not only did he strangle kittens, he ate them as well. So that is what he's doing down here. And this is his kind of gut-wrenchingly just kind of, well, it is what it is. It's a love story, and Satan doesn't really like love stories. But this is Tommy's story about Laura. Oh, where's my handkerchief?
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, So to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." Now in the chapel, while Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away, it was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her.
His might. He took her driving one fateful night, but he was driving too recklessly, and somehow he crashed. His car hit a tree. Johnny woke up and felt okay, but Sue couldn't move her legs that day. She'll need an expensive operation, they said. When Johnny heard this, he cried at her bed. "Oh, Susie, forgive me. Please, Susie, forgive me. I'll get that money and then you're gonna walk again." Johnny never did any wrong before, until he came to that candy store. He didn't want to steal, I know, but there was Sue, he loved her so. He took the money and then he ran to Susie's house with a clutch in his hands. She heard a policeman shot ring out, and then she heard her Johnny shout, "Wrong, but then you gotta walk again." Sue heard a shout and ran to the door, forgetting that she could walk no more. She ran right out into the street, and Johnny cried, dying at her feet.
A record that is actually enough to make Satan puke. Yes, I not only puked when I heard it, but when he came down here to to stay with me, I made sure that I roasted him for a... Well, it's been... What has it been? Nearly 50 years now he's been spinning for that one. That was Kenny Caron with the evil Susie Forgive Me, which Susie may forgive him, but it's going to take me a little more, while longer before I get over it. So, onward with the wretched teenagers dying in car crashes. This next wormy little squirm bucket is someone called Tommy D. And if it's not bad enough, he can't come up with his own ideas. He has to copy all the rest of these whining teens and also drag race. And, well, you can probably guess what happens at the end. But here he is, Tommy D, with a ballad of the drag race.
I once knew a fine young boy. We both had a car, a Chevrolet, a flaming red, a Ford that traveled far. They were dragon cars. We were friends, the best of friends, and everyone we knew wondered if my Chevrolet could take his Ford a blue. And I wondered too. We thought about a two-car race and wondered who would win. But we decided not to drag. We would stay true friends, friends until the end. Then the boy in the Ford stopped at a house one day to see his sweetheart sitting in my red Chevrolet. He turned and drove away. The lines were drawn and it was clear the day had finally come that a Ford and Chevrolet had a race to run. It wasn't much fun. Two went out but one came back. Where can he be? Trapped beneath a mass of steel, died in agony. And all because of me, caused his jealousy. And all because of me, died in agony. And all because of me.
Are you all right? Why did this have to happen on our wedding night? Huh? Seems like all we had was one big blast and then... Well, we always said we'd be together to the last. I guess you were right, honey. We were driving too fast. Beautiful bride, and I was filled with such pride as you walked to me down the aisle. While the music played, I prayed for you with all my heart, because I knew we would never part. So, here we are, together to the last. I guess you were right, honey. We were driving too fast. I would have loved you like no one else could ever love you. Yeah, come on, now, no tears, at least that I can see. You know, you have your whole life to live and so much love to give, so don't waste it all on me. You just promise me that every once in a while, when you're alone, to think of the happy times we had together and the way I kissed you and planning our new home. It's just so unfair that it had to end so soon. All we had was a 2-hour honeymoon.
It's a good job I've got him down here shoveling. Keep shoveling, you son of a bitch! Okay, well, that was, that's Paul Hampton. Sounds like a bit of a hipster to me, if ever I heard one. And, that was a 2-hour honeymoon. 2 hours of a honeymoon. He's had 50 years down here. Yes. So, what do we learn from this? Well, we learn that, if you can't drive, you may wind up killing people. This next song is actually about what happens when you drive drunk and you wind up killing someone else instead of just yourself. And that person ends up to be a B-movie star. Even more fiendish.
I met a little girl, a very pretty girl. She came out west.
And they wondered why the pretty girl had drowned. When a little box was washed ashore with a note that said to the boy next door, remember the happiness that we once knew, and may the loneliness make a man of you. Oh, it's all over. They read the last verse. There goes my baby, and at the long back hurts. Well, what I thought could never be was in that note she left for me.
poor restless soul.
Poor restless soul.
He is a hard to guide.
He is hard to guide.
And a man gone wrong.
A man gone wrong.
His sins can't hide.
His sins can't hide.
Remember the happiness that we once knew. And made a loneliness to make a man of you. Oh, it's all over. They read the last verse. There goes my baby. And that's a long black hearse. There she goes.
There she goes.
And that's a long black hearse.
Long
there she goes.
There she goes.
And that's a long black hearse.
Long
and that's a long black hearse.
Yes, and let that be a lesson to you. So obviously, as I was saying there, you a Hollywood star gets wiped out, and she gets carried away in a long black hearse. And then, if you're really lucky, well, or unlucky, depending which side of the coin you like, you get to go and see her grave.
Cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life. Then, well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much. Can't live without her touch. It's been many months now since that fateful night. And you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
Actual genuine love story. Something that actually touches the cockles of my heart. I mean, none of this mushy, smushy stuff. If someone dies, get in the coffin and have your way with them! Oh, well. Anyway, I should really tell you folks a little bit about where we are down here in hell, because it's a pretty interesting place. So, let's do a little bit of a look around. Okay, so, as I said, this is the Hard Rock Department, and if you just follow me this way. If you step over to the, past the burning sulfur, this is where we really keep the most deranged psychopaths that fan the fires and, you know, generally keep everything, you know, running pretty hot. Being the Hot Rod and Suicide section, it's always pretty busy. And, let's meet some of the helpers. Who do we have over here?
Howdy doody. Howdy doody. Howdy doody.
Oh, it's Smoker. Well, it's been a little while since we've heard from Smoker, but yes, he works down here, and he does a pretty decent job of, you know, stoking the fires, and he takes care of Sector 3. Smoker, what is it, the end of Sector 3?
I think that way madness lies.
Well, that's absolutely perfect, because a lot of the people in here are pretty mad, and does eventually lead completely mad people to commit suicide, which is pretty much what we're going to find out about next. This next section are people who ended it all, and if you end it all, then you have to face the wrath of hell.
Find my body riding high on some tall wave beneath the sky. They'll hear my voice cry out with fear, and then they'll know my fate was suicide. Thank you. where I came, they'll find my body riding high on some tall way to meet the sky. They'll hear my voice cry out with tears, and then they'll know my fate was suicide.
I lay my head upon my pillow and I try to sleep at night, but I keep thinking about holding you tight. I close my eyes and I try to sleep, but I just lie awake, feeling these teardrops roll down my face. Teardrops that cause me sorrow, there is no tomorrow, I might as well to go and die. I'm just a lonely man, I stood it for as long as I can. I think I'm gonna commit suicide. All I have left now is your picture and some memories above, where you sign your name with all your love. I've tried and I've tried to find someone now who could take your place, stop these teardrops rolling down my face. Teardrops that cause me sorrow, there is no tomorrow, I might as well to go and die. I'm just a lonely man, I scoot it for as long as I can. I think I'm gonna commit suicide. Yes, I think I'm gonna call off and die.
And commit suicide he did. Now he's down here with me, and boy is he sorry. Oh, okay. Anyway, who was it? That was Bobby Leeds. Like I say, he's down here, and we're having him for lunch. It's kind of slightly tangy tasting after all these years, but I recommend it. What I wouldn't recommend is, taking a gun and putting it to your head, because if you do, you might just meet one of my dark angels, and it won't be Jessica Alba.
Dark angel, I know you've come for me. I know you've come to claim my soul for all eternity. I just had a vision deep down in my mind, as I felt that bullet hit my head, but I need just a little more time. Dark angel, I need a little more time. For I am still a young man, restless as I can be. I've still got so much to learn, so much to do and see. A woman made a fool of me, but I still love her so. She drove me to this suicide, but I'm just not ready to go. I'm just not ready to go. I'm just not ready to go. My mind's been so tormented, she treated me so cold. I wanted to possess that woman, heart, body, and soul. When I saw her with another man, she made me break down and cry. In a jealous rage, I pulled that trigger, but I really don't want to die. I really don't want to die. I really don't want to die. Dark angel, I know you've come for me. I know you've come to assist my change in personality. My breath is getting shorter now, and day has turned to night. But I'm not ready to leave this world, so please don't take my life. Dark angel, please don't take my life. Archangel, I know you've come for me.
I can see you standing at the gates of all infinity. But what's this? I'm in a hospital, and they tell me that it's not the end. Dark Angel, I want to thank you, and I'll never shoot myself again.
So long,
so long
to you,
to you.
I hope I don't make you blue, but I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Apart,
apart,
we've grown,
we've grown,
and I can't go on alone. So I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, lay me down to down. Send my remains to my best friend.
Yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The rest to my hole in the ground.
Well, I bow,
I bow
my head,
my head.
Cause in the union I'm gonna be dead. Yes, I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now dig my grave with a silver spade. Golden chain, lay me down to down. Send my remains to my best friend.
Yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The rest to my hole in the ground. Bop-bop-a-choo-dee-bop-a, 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 bop-bop-a-choo-dee-bop-a.
Well, that was Buddy Knox, who thinks he's gonna kill himself. Well, he better be aware that if he kills himself, he's likely to meet the same Dark Angel that Benny Joy met. And when you meet the Dark Angel, Smoker, what happens?
This may be the last voice you ever hear.
That is correct. Smoker, what is it you actually do around here anyway, apart from just loitering around and stoking fires?
I'm a mojo man.
Oh, well, I guess at least we pay you for something. Anyway, what's next? Okay, well, this next segment of Hell is an area that we like to call the water sports department, because not content with crashing cars and then shooting themselves, they also appear to enjoy drowning themselves. And there's a couple of prime examples of some complete losers who decided to do that. Joni Reynolds tells us all about his girlfriend, blah, 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 weep, 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 going for an endless sleep.
The night was black, rain falling down. Look for my baby, she's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep.
Thank you.
that mountainside went up as high as she could go. And I'm the only one that knows why she jumped to the rocks 1,000 feet below. I can see her standing there looking down to the rocks so far below. And it tortures me to know that I am the one that caused my baby to go. I can hear her calling, calling me. I can hear her voice on the wind saying, darling, my darling, won't you follow me, and we'll be together. High up that mountainside, going up as high as I can go. The only escape for me is with her on the rocks 1,000 feet below.
Learn to swim. Anyway, that was one of the ones we call the jumpers, splashing around in the sea and ended it all. This next guy's a surfer, and he seems to be also lost in the waves. You would think Neptune would take care of this stuff. It's always me who has to send down some kind of Dementor. And ooh, Dementor? Was that the satanic book reference? Just forget about that. Some kind of evil force to go and take them. Anyway, wading around in the water, being a complete pest, is Kip Tyler, waffling on about eternity, on and on and on and on, on he goes.
Life is empty since my love is gone. Wish I could tell her I love her so. Wish I could ask her which way to go. Should I find a new love or join my true love? I could tell her I love her so. Wish I could ask her which way to go. Tell me, my true love, what should I do, love? What is out there waiting for me?
Destiny. Eternity.
team stories above the street. I watch the people below. I search the crowd that's gathering there for a face I know. The wind whips away my tears as I stare at the ground. Alone I stand on a narrow ledge, and it's 14 stories down. I suppose I knew from the start just how it all would end. I knew you belonged to someone else, but I thought I meant more than just a friend. Oh, honey, why did you lie to me? And why did you make me believe it was love I had found? Now here I am, and I'm all alone, and it's 14 stories down. Just a word from you would stop me, but I know that you won't come. For to be seen here with me would let him know just what we've done. You lied to me, you let me on, then you let me down. Now here I am, I'm about to jump, and it's 14 stories down. As I go now, I'll speak your name with my last dying breath. I hope I can find some peace at last in these arms of death. Let me be a lesson to every fool who runs around. Just like me, he could end up where it's 14 stories down.
Ah, yes, a jumper, as we like to call them, 14 stories down. That poor squashed fella, who the heck, who was that? Oh, do I, can I swear in hell? I think I can swear in hell. Anyway, whoever he was 14 stories down. Oh, Don Bailey, yes. So, always a good ingredient for dead teenagers is a bit of a romantic mix-up. None more so common with our old friend Mr. Mark Dinning, usually waffling on about his teenage angel, but today he's gonna... Well, he's just really an unlucky bloke, actually. This is the pickup. And, yes, things go, well, I guess, pretty awry in this story as well.
I made a date on the dare of a friend. If I'd known how it would end, I'd have turned around and ran away right then. From the pickup, I was a boy looking for fun. She looked so lost and all alone, and I didn't know my heart would be won. By a pickup, how could I know her lips were so warm, or how big I'd feel with her in my arms? How could I know, how could I see, I'd fall in love with her, and she would love me. I should have told her I loved her right then. I couldn't face all of my friends, so I told my darling I couldn't see her again. I lost the pickup, the morning papers told how she died, jumped from a bridge, suicide. And nobody knows that the heart in me cries for the pickup, for the pickup.
Did you hear what happened?
No, what happened?
Somebody said she's dead.
They found her at home in her room all alone. A letter in her hand. That's what her girlfriend said.
Can't believe she's dead.
Sweet 16, so young to die. All he did was make her cry.
Okay, well, actually she didn't die from a broken heart. She cut off her own head with a saw. Yes, that was the rumor, but it wasn't a rumor. That was by, some whining teenager again. So, we're going back, actually, to the drowning incidents. We, forgot to call in on one chap earlier. Mr. Stanley Kimball, someone else fond of water sports. And Stanley just really has no option. He has no return.
I went down to the river of no return. I see her face again. I see her smile, I hear her voice so clear saying, please, go with me, dear. My baby up and left me just the other night for two lips to kiss her, one, two arms to hold her tight. She ran away to St. Louis, but she misses me today. I got a letter from my dear, says I'm coming home to stay. But they found my baby by the railroad.
a picture of me clutched in her hand, held to her lips so tight. My baby is gone forever, and I just don't see how I'm going to keep living. So I'm going to kill me. Well, I'm back here at the river of no return. I see her face again. I see her smile, I hear her voice so clear saying, please go with me, dear, down the river of no return. I am coming, I'm coming, dear, down the river.
She was 16, so was he, but she loved him hopelessly. A tear for Jesse, a tear for Jesse, cry a tear for Jesse, whoa, whoa, cry a tear for Jesse. They both wanted to be wed, but her parents ruled instead. A tear for Jesse, a tear for Jesse, cry a tear for Jesse. They ran away one night so dark, but they were caught and tried and torn apart. She was bitter, he was too, so heartbroken. What to do? Though they might be man and wife, bitter poison took her life. A tear for Jesse, a tear for Jesse, cry a tear for Jesse, whoa, whoa, cry a tear for Jesse, whoa, whoa, cry a tear for Jesse.
Oh, poor old Jesse. Woody will miss her so, but, well, to be honest, I had to take her because we're rather short of redheads down here. A tear for Jesse, old Jody Reynolds, complaining once again. So, anyway, I don't know how much more time we have left in hell, but I think only about 10.5 minutes. A fairly approximate guess, but I suspect a good one. So I hope you've enjoyed your time here with me, and I hope you've maybe learned some lessons. And those lessons must be drive as poorly as you can, make terrible decisions, and you may join me and Smoker down here in hell. Well, we started off with some dead driving teenagers, and I think it's time to have a couple more. This is Wayne Cochran telling you all about that very last kiss.
Where, oh where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car,
We hadn't driven very far when there in the road, straight ahead, a car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound at night, the crying tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gonna help, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There was people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes, but I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head, then she smiled, said, hold me darling for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight, I lost my love, my life that night. Oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
Up on time, her precious love would still be mine. Then my heart begins to cry. It hurts so deep inside. She's gone so far.
D-Rob with the prom. Very, very touching, moving story there. I think I think a bit later I'll saw him in half and maybe set fire to him. I'm not sure. Anyway, I that's about it from me for this year. I hope you've enjoyed. I've enjoyed having you. I've enjoyed you being with me. It gets lonely down here with just people like Smoker to amuse me. And, you know, I hope you've taken away a small piece of me. And I wouldn't be too sad, because I'm sure I will see, well, most of you again fairly soon. Anyway, that I say, good night from me, and happy Halloween to all. Oh, are they gone? Thank goodness for that. There's nothing more boring than a bloody tourist. What do you think, Smoker? I'm glad they've gone.
I started coming out in the sweat. I'm really neurotic about stuff like that.
Yeah, well, they've gone. We can kick back now. You know what we should do after listening to all that bloody horrible teen music? Why don't we put on our favorite record? Come on, Bill. Come on. Sit with me and we'll enjoy a bit of our own music. Ah, here we go. Ah, that's more like it.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're part of my heart, and tonight you belong to me.
Get the cookies, Bill.
Way down by the stream, how sweet it will seem once more just to
hot water bottle, Bill.